Hey, welcome back, What Will Land. Thanks for hanging out with us here on this St. Patty's Day Friday edition of Fort Wayne's Morning News. I want to start by saying this morning, What Will Land. I truly hope that you take comfort in knowing that our State Attorney General Todd Rokita has just been going gangbusters lately, trying to simply do what is right for not only Hoosiers, but we the people in general. I mean, he has been tackling gender identity and TikTok, all the problems with that. He's also been taking on credit card companies to try and keep them from tracking your purchases at gun retailers. So to kind of get an update on some of these things, we are turning to the Attorney General right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. The hardest task I have right now is trying to get the kids to school.
I know how that works for sure. And trying to get them to go to bed. That's also a struggle in my home. I want to start off this morning by having you give us kind of a quick recap about these credit card companies, because word on the street was that Discover was going to start tracking our purchases at gun retailers starting in April. And this prompted you and 20 other attorneys general to write a letter to other credit card companies like MasterCard, American Express, Visa, to try and address what Discover was doing. So what did that letter exactly say?
Well, you're right. We wrote MasterCard, Visa, and American Express. I don't think we knew about Discover at the time, but I believe the sequences of Discover came later, and we're in the process of dealing with them kind of in the same way. But we wrote the three credit card companies and said, look, we understand that Amalgamated Bank, the one that started this, very woke bank, you know, Climate 100, well, they're all woke these days, but super woke, decided that they were going to petition the ISO. You know, when you see those signs outside of businesses, ISO 9000, or you know, they're announcing that they've committed to and achieved a certain standardization. Well, that's across industries, and it is so for banking. So some of these banks petitioned the ISO basically to say, look, we want a merchant code, we want a new category, we want them just for gun stores. And we want to know, you know, so once you get this code, any purchase made on your credit card at a gun store, even if it's not for a gun, right? Maybe it's an accessory, maybe it's a belt, maybe it's a bottle of Coke, you know, whatever.
Right.
Anything, it gets registered that way. And this is a way, because it's all driven by these activists and this whole woke movement we have. What they can't get done legislatively, what they can't get done by changing our precious constitutions, they're trying to do now commercially. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrote them. They wrote us back.
What'd they say?
They said a couple of things. The first time they wrote us back, they said, you know what? We don't see the boogeymen that you all see.
Of course
I'm
not.
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll think about it. And then they came out with a statement, a public statement that said, you know what? We're not doing this. So we got to win.
Wow. That's a big win.
Right. They're not doing this because now they didn't give us the credit for it, but we did point out how hard it was going to be to implement, how unconstitutional it is, and how much we're going to sue. And they actually did acknowledge in this in their public statement that so many states have thrown a fit, basically. I think it was not their wording, but that was the nature of how they put it. That word is not going to bother me. We can't do this standardization if there's so much of this opposition by such huge blocks. So that was good. It was a good win, and it's why you need strong attorneys general.
Yeah, amen to that. What's the deal with Discover? I mean, are they still going to move forward, or is that something that you guys are also going to take on as you kind of now have more evidence and information about what Discover's doing?
Yeah, Kayla, that's a great question. I think we're going to get a little bit of time. I don't see how, unless the whole industry does the standardization, I don't see how one company gets away with it. I will certainly be first to argue that states' interests were impacted by if Discover tries to move forward. I will certainly put out alerts. I have a Discover card. You know, I'm going to be the first to drop it. There are ways to deal with this. But give us a little bit of time on Discover to see what they're going to do. I can't imagine that they're going to logistically be able to move unilaterally like that if the rest of the industry is not with them.
Yeah. I say this too, I feel like every time that I have you on the show, but Todd, we are also appreciative that you keep fighting the good fight. I know there's a ton of other content that we could talk about, so maybe we'll have to work on getting you back on here on the show. But for now, I'm with you. I'm considering this a big old win.
Good. Thanks, Kayla. Now it's off to school.
Yeah, now it's off to school. That's Attorney General Todd Rokita joining us live here on Whoa News Time.
Podcasts by Federated Media.